Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, not 34. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. You think after 21 years I'd get it, wouldn't you? Well, you know, some things die hard. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I love doing my show. I love being with you. I love what you stand for, small business owners. You know how much, you know you're my heroes. I don't know how many times I've said that in the last almost 21 years, but it's the truth. And it's why I come here with a smile on my face every day to do anything I can and to bring smart people on the show to help get them to help me do anything we can to help you be more successful in your small business. Because I believe, I'm convinced that what's good for small business is good for the world. I believe that with all my heart. I'm convinced that whatever is good for you, small business owner, is good for the world, because you're planted in the ground on Main Street, wherever you are, especially in America, but really, truthfully, anywhere in the world. If you're a small business owner, and I know there are people listening all over the world to the show on the internet, and as well as the radio in the U.S. But folks, you're planted on the ground. You've got nowhere to go. You got nowhere to hide. And what that does, when you got nowhere to go and nowhere to hide, that means you operate with a level of sincerity, with a level of authenticity, with a level of grace, with a level of class, with a level of purity that's unreplicated anywhere else in the marketplace. It's not, none of the stuff I just said to you is on Wall Street. Very hard to find in corporate America. I have found it. I know where it resides in corporate America, but it's rare. It's very rare. Extremely rare. It's not quite unicorn stuff, but it's almost unicorn stuff. To find anything that comes close to replicating what you do, what you accomplish, how you behave, what you stand for out on Main Street. To find that in corporate America, literally, whenever I've done it, and it's just so rare, it's almost not existent, but it does exist. And whenever I found it, I feel like I found a unicorn. And so it's not on Wall Street. Forget Wall Street. Wall Street has completely disconnected itself from the Main Street economy. Yeah, I know, they think they are, and they talk about earnings, and the earnings come from their business that they do with all of us. I get that. But that's not what drives them. What drives them, their motivation is the share price. That's all. Because everything they do drives the share price. Everything they do has one goal. That's to drive the share price. And the more they do that, and the more they drive that share price based on 90-day notice, 90-day conference calls, the less authentic it is, like you. The less classy it is, like you. It's by definition, Wall Street can't be like you, because that's not how they operate. They're not planted in the ground. They can move things around. They can adjust their capital. They can move their people around. Heck, they can shed their people, like their numbers. But not you, small business owners. You don't do that, because you adopt your people. Your people are like your family. That's what I mean when I talk about class and authenticity. That's what you are, small business owners. And it's not in Washington. My God, look at what we've seen in the last 2 years out of Washington. The dysfunction on both sides of the aisle, but especially in other areas. And I'm not going to get into the party stuff, but you see it. You know where you know where the dysfunction is on both sides of the aisle. You know where it's heaviest. You know where it's out of control. You see it. I don't have to tell you where it is. You can see it. But class and authenticity and values, the kind of things that we see out on Main Street in a small business, that's not in Washington, D.C. It's as far as the small business owners, you're capable of shame. You're capable of shame. You have the ability to demonstrate shame. There's no shame on Wall Street, no shame on Washington. Very little shame in corporate America, except for those unicorns I was talking about. So this is why you're so important. This is why I say over and over again, and have for a long time, what is good for you, small business owners, whatever can be done to help you extend, expand, and grow the level of authenticity and class and the values that you demonstrate. Whatever can be done in the natural world or the political world or the economic world, whatever can be done to help you accomplish that, to help you grow more of that, surely that can't be anything but good for the world. We need more of you, small business owners, and we need more of what you need to help you do what you do, small business owners. We need more of that. I know what's good in America, and I see it on Main Street. I know what that looks like. We need more of that. And that's the reason why I do what I do, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.